Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Mike Peskin for Allison Stewart. We are on digital, FM, satellite, iTunes, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Some say the wind whispers our name as well. Coming up, movies not opening this weekend, because we'd hate to torture you with the one movie that is opening up. Daniel Holloway is here. We'll be talking about movies that are coming up in the coming months. But first, let's hear today's top stories with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Have you heard the news? The results are in. Iowa caucus-goers made their choice last night, and the big winners were Barack Obama for the Democrats, and in the GOP camp, Mike Huckabee came out on top. Obama swept the top spot in the caucuses from New York Senator Hillary Clinton by about 7 percentage points. Clinton took 29.5% of the vote. John Edwards edged her out for second place with 29.8%. All three Democratic frontrunners gave speeches last night claiming the mantle of change. Here's Obama.
On this January night, at this defining moment in history, you have done what the cynics said we couldn't do.
Meanwhile, Democratic candidates Joe Biden and Chris Dodd didn't fare so well in Iowa. Both candidates issued statements saying they would now drop out of the presidential race. Meanwhile, in the GOP camp, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee pulled in big votes from evangelicals, helping him beat out former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Here's what Huckabee told supporters last night.
A new day is needed in American politics, just like a new day is needed in American government. And tonight, it starts here in Iowa, but it doesn't end here. It goes all the way through the other states and ends at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue 1 year from now.
Winners and losers from Iowa's caucuses are now turning their attention to New Hampshire. The primary there is on January 8th. All top candidates will hit the ground running with campaign events in New Hampshire today. Meanwhile, the man still in charge of the United States appears to be turning his eye to the economy. Today, President Bush is meeting with Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. President Bush said yesterday he may use his upcoming State of the Union speech to unveil a plan to boost the economy. In an interview with Reuters, the president said he's considering a lot of options for a possible economic stimulus package, and he's soliciting ideas from a number of sources. Now to Bush's home state of Texas, where a man who served almost 27 years in prison for rape was released yesterday after DNA evidence proved his innocence. 47-year-old Charles Chapman always maintained that he wasn't guilty. During his sentence, he went before the parole board three times and refused to admit to raping a Dallas woman in 1981. After new DNA evidence exonerated him, a district judge said he should be released. Chatham became the 15th inmate from Dallas County to be freed by DNA testing since 2001. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Michael, you know what's interesting about that story?
Yeah, well, what do you think is interesting? I think the freed guy is interesting.
I know. I think it's interesting, too. And why do all these guys keep getting released from Texas, you might say? Texas has the highest record of releases based on DNA evidence because they apparently have some big science research center associated with their police department that retains DNA evidence for a very long time.
Yes. Without the DNA evidence, it's really – we've seen the case in New York of Martin Tankleff, who's been – he's not going to be retried on a murder, and he was in jail for years and years and years, and it was – it's so rare because it's one of those reversals that has no DNA evidence. You're right. DNA evidence really, really is revolutionizing, exonerating criminals or near criminals. But I just – Rachel, I notice how you do the news. I just wanted to compliment you.
It Great.
Was on the connective tissue. You went from candidates to the guy who's already running the country to Bush's home state of Texas. Don't
Have
think
I
don't notice.
How much
don't
I enjoy
think.
Sharing this little platform
don't
with
think
you.
I don't pick up on this. Okay, enough
Mike
of this.
Yeah,
enough
yeah.
Of
Move
this,
on,
right?
please.
Let's